Vision tests check many different functions of the eye. The tests measure your ability to see details at near and far distances, check for gaps or defects in your field of vision, and evaluate your ability to see different colors. There are several different vision tests. Visual acuity tests are the most common tests used to evaluate eyesight. They measure the eye's ability to see details at near and far distances. The tests usually involve reading letters or looking at symbols of different sizes on an eye chart. Usually, each eye is tested individually, and then both eyes are tested together. If you wear corrective lenses, your eyes will be tested with and without them. Several types of visual acuity tests may be used. The Snellen test checks your ability to see at distances. It uses a wall chart that has several rows of letters. The letters on the top row are the largest. Those on the bottom row are the smallest. The E-chart tests the vision of children and people who cannot read. The E-chart is similar to the Snellen chart in that there are several rows, but all of the rows contain only the letter E in different positions. The top row is the largest, and the bottom row of E's is the smallest. You will be asked to point in the same direction as the lines of the E. Similar charts use the letter C or pictures. These charts are also available in a handheld card. The NEAR test uses a small card containing a few short lines or paragraphs of printed matter to test your near vision. The size of the print gradually gets smaller. You will be asked to hold the card about 14 inches from your face and read aloud the paragraph containing the smallest print you can comfortably read. As with the Snellen test, each eye is tested separately and then together, with and without corrective lenses. This test is routinely done after age 40 because near vision tends to decline as you age. This decline in near vision is called presbyopia. If you cannot read any of the letters or print on these charts because of poor vision, your visual acuity will be tested by other techniques such as counting fingers, detecting hand movements, or distinguishing the direction or perception of light sources, such as room light or a pen light held up close to the face. Another vision test that may be used is refraction. Refraction is a test that measures the eye's need for corrective lenses. This is called your eye's refractive error. The test is usually done after a visual acuity test. Refractive errors, such as nearsightedness or farsightedness, occur when light rays entering the eye do not focus exactly on the nerve layer, called the retina, at the back of the eye. This causes blurred vision. Refraction is done as a routine part of an eye examination for people who already wear glasses or contact lenses. But it will also be done if the results of the other visual acuity tests show that your eyesight is below normal and can be corrected by glasses. For this test, you will be asked to describe the effects of looking at an eye chart through various corrective lenses. A series of trial lenses will be placed in front of your eyes and adjusted until the light rays are properly focused on your retina. Testing one eye at a time, the health professional will ask you to compare the effects of two lenses, first one lens, then the other. You should state which lens of each pair gives you better vision. The health professional will continue to test your eyes with different lenses until it is determined which lenses correct your vision the best. Visual field tests are used to check for gaps in your side or peripheral vision. Your complete visual field is the entire area seen when your gaze is fixed in one direction. The complete visual field is seen by both eyes at the same time, and it includes the central visual field, which detects the highest degree of detail, and the peripheral visual fields. Visual field tests can help detect eye diseases or nervous system problems that limit your ability to see objects clearly in the entire visual field or in one part of it. Several tests are commonly done to evaluate a person's visual field. One visual field test is called the confrontation test. Your health professional will sit or stand 2 to 3 feet in front of you. You cover one eye while fixing your gaze on the health professional's nose. The health professional slowly moves a finger or hand from the outer edge of your visual field toward the center and from the center toward the edge through all areas of your visual field. You will focus your eye on the doctor's nose and you will signal when you first see the health professional's finger or hand. The test is then repeated for the other eye. The Amsler grid test is another visual field test. This test checks for macular degeneration, a disease that causes loss of vision in the center of your visual field. The test uses a 4-inch square chart with straight lines that form boxes. The grid has a black dot at the center. The chart is held about 14 inches from your face. You will cover one eye while focusing your other eye on the black dot. The test is then repeated on the other eye. Tell your doctor if you cannot see the black dot, or if you see a blank or dark spot other than the center dot, or if the lines in the grid look wavy, blurred, or curved instead of straight. You will be asked to point to the specific abnormal area of the grid. Another type of visual field test is called perimetry testing. This test uses a machine that flashes lights randomly at various points in the visual field. You look inside a bowl-shaped instrument called a perimeter. While you stare at the center, lights will flash, and you press a button each time you see a flash. A computer records the location of each flash and whether you press the button when the light flashed in that location. At the end of the test, a printout shows any areas of your visual field where you did not see the flashes of light. In an alternative manual perimetry test, your health professional moves a light target and notes your visual field on paper. The tangent screen test is another visual field test. The tangent screen test uses a black screen with concentric circles and lines leading out from a center point. The screen looks like a bullseye. Sitting 3 to 6 feet away from the screen, you cover one eye while fixing your gaze on a target point marked on the screen. Test objects at various sizes at the tip of a wand are then moved inward from the outer edge of the screen toward the center. You will signal when you can see the object, and that point is then marked on the screen. The points on the screen where you see the objects are connected to provide an outline of your visual field. The test is then repeated for the other eye. An alternative manual tangent screen test uses a white object against a black background. If you wear glasses, you will keep them on for this test. Color vision tests check your ability to distinguish colors. They are used to screen for color blindness in people with suspected retinal or optic nerve disease or who have a family history of color blindness. Color vision tests are also used to screen applicants for jobs in fields where color perception is essential, such as law enforcement, the military, and electronics. Color vision tests only detect a problem. Further testing is needed to identify what is causing the problem. In the most commonly used color vision test, you look for different colored numbers or symbols hidden in varying backgrounds of colored dots. First, you are shown sample patterns and told what symbols and numbers you can expect to see. You then sit at a table and cover one eye. The health professional holds the color test patterns about 14 inches away from you. Some patterns are more difficult to pick out than others. As the health professional holds up a pattern, you will identify the number or symbol you see and trace it using a pointer. Some patterns may not have a number or symbol. The test is then repeated with the other eye.